Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. You find yourself in a little room inside the Great Pyramid. And this is by choice. And in this place, there is great majesty. The ancients have put together something that is world famous. And this is why you are here, but there is more. Dear ones, you would say, this is a tomb, one of the greatest tombs of all. But it's more. The intent that went into this project for this man was about light. Part man, part God, all about light. You might say, this room is his home. And I say, is his home. We have said all through this tour that Egypt comes alive. And some visit it for the stone and for the history. And some visit it because it comes alive, speaks to their consciousness. How does this feel to you now? Do you feel the respect I ask you to feel? It is a respect for those who built it, for the family of the one who it was built for those who came after him and built others. This is what I ask you to feel in this place. Don't you find it interesting that there's nothing on the wall? In fact, the walls are very smooth. I know, dear ones, you have been asked not to do ceremony in this place, and we respect that from the keepers and the stewards of the tomb. But don't you find it interesting there's no writing? We are told from the Egyptologists that there is more in here than just communication in hieroglyphics. There's no hieroglyphics. Dear ones, it's about sound. We told you earlier that the Egyptian sarcophagus in several of the times in Egypt was finely tuned to 440 cycles per second. This is not an accident, is it? This room has been tuned for frequencies, and when you sing some of them, the room rings in a resonance of that. That is no accident. And so the Egyptians, even the ancient ones, understood vibration, and they understood sound, and more. And that's what I'm going to discuss. I'm not going to discuss the esoterics like some want me to, because that is a road that is well traveled. It is also a distracting road. One that those would concentrate on and not concentrate on their own personal temple. But I am going to tell you something that helped them build this. Dear ones, early on, we have given you information about the mathematics of the ancients. The evidence that in the Indus Valley, a civilization perhaps even before this one, there was evidence of high mathematics. In fact, not just high mathematics, but different mathematics. And we identified what it was. We told you at that time, it's the mathematics of the universe. It's the arithmetic of the universe. Everywhere you look in nature, in space, in Gaia, Most everything you see resonates to 12s. Perhaps you've remembered me talking about this before. You see this in Egypt. You saw it clearly in the temple of the Hathor with the 12 zodiacs on the ceiling, the zodiac with the 12 houses. That's just one 12. What about Gaia itself, the directions, 360 degrees? There are all manner of things in nature divisible by 3, 4, 6, and 12. 12 is the mathematics of the universe. I spoke of sound in this room. There are 12 half steps between octaves in music. You might say, well, what a coincidence. This is more than math, is it not? Now we're getting involved in the vibrations in the air, natural ones. So the 12s we are talking about is a mathematics that the Egyptians knew and used. Dear ones, if you go into DNA, you're going to find the 3s and the 4s and the 6s. It is base 12. Nature is 12. All around you is 12. And you have put together everything in tens. I'm going to give you some information. Base 10 is fundamentally flawed. And I'm going to tell you why. When you have base 12 mathematics and begin to understand the philosophy of it, it starts to enhance into other realizations. It leads to discovery. Mathematicians will tell you this is the beauty of math. For as you get into it more complicated, it then leads to other discoveries. What we want to tell you is that the Egyptians used this math. If it's the math of the universe, it is quantum math. Are you starting to follow me? It is very, very easy to go into quantum kinds of thinking when you start there with base 12. Let's talk about pi. Do you think that the Egyptians understood geometry? Shall we have a laugh? And that ratio, which is pi, is an irrational number, a number that has no end, no solution. Do you really think that that particular number, being a ratio of almost everything you see in the cosmos, should be an irrational number? And this brings this whole thing of perception into focus. It's not another kind of mathematics. You cannot translate base 12 into base 10, period. Because 12 is in color and 10 is in black and white. And so base 12 is conceptual mathematics, conceptual arithmetic, and leads into discoveries, inventions, ahas. Let me ask you, do you think Tesla worked out with a pencil and paper his discovery? And the answer was no. It simply came from a place in his head, and that is the next step. What I'm telling you about the Egyptians base 12, I want you now to apply to you. And here is the concept. When you start developing inside yourself that piece and part that is God, that is the higher self, when you start to nurture it, when you start the compassion engine, it leads to discovery. You discover higher concepts, better ideas, healing your body, It's the same philosophy that I gave you for the Egyptians. The reason they had base 12 is because they began a society and a culture with light. Everything was about light. And it's metaphysical light. They understood the one God long before it was given to them yet again. They understood it. They understood the pathway to heaven. They made it easy and for everyone. This home is his afterlife preparation. You're sitting in this place that he prepared for himself, so that he could enjoy that which was beyond the veil and perhaps even come back. This is high metaphysics. It is high mathematics. Don't be fooled by the color or the age of these things. As you begin for yourself to develop that which is inside, you will start getting discovery. One thing will enhance another, and you will not get it if you're only cerebral. If you're only thinking the puzzle, even with high ideas, you're not going to get good answers. It's only when you develop inside that quantum engine, which is you, that the solutions start to come. Not just inventions, Mr. Tesla, but solutions to life, real solutions. I know who's here, and I haven't said that much in this tour. I know what you carry, what your desires are, what your fears are, what your limitations you think are. Look at this place. Are there any limitations to building this? When the king said to the architect, "Here's what I want," he said, "Sure." No limitations. He knew what was doable with enough time. Dear ones, what are the limitations in you right now? You're looking at the model. You're looking at a metaphor for you. Base 12 math is the metaphor for your own math inside you. It will lead to higher thinking. Take care of yourself first, and all things will be added to that. Don't look for metaphysical answers outside of yourself. This is the message, and always has been, of Kryon. Take a moment after I finish to ponder what I've said. Take a moment to think of where you are. In such a majesty. There's such majesty. Don't be fooled by what it looks like or how much trouble it was to get to. Think about it. And so it is.